Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Happy Juneteenth.
You can help.
Why did you look at him?
What do you mean?
Right. That's because that's what he does.
What do you mean?
That's what he does.
What do you mean?
That's what he does.
Hey, if you're here, I'm here, buddy.
Now, that is a rule we've had for a very long time.
For two holidays.
Yeah. For two holidays. He goes, hey, you working with Martin Luther King? I go, yes. He said, well, I can't take off.
I felt really bad. Actually, I think this was the last. It was either this year or the last year. I went against that rule one time because it ended up being Tommy's birthday.
Right.
And we went to Lego. I was like, listen, I feel really bad about this, dude.
Yeah. I'm like,
unfortunately.
I'm like this, I can't explain this man. Because he will do some of the craziest things, but when it comes to that, he treads very lightly. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, we're good.
Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Miami at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. All right, so we're here today. We're all ramping up for the big match today.
Yep.
USA and Australia, that gets going at 3 o'clock. Christian Pulisic's status seems like it's trending. There are reports that say he's going to be good to go. So that's good news for Team USA. Your Marlins will be back in action tonight. They'll start a three-game series with the Giants at 7:10, so 6:30. Steven Strom will get you going with Marlins on deck. It's Flanagan's weekend there as well as Flanny Fest tomorrow. So you guys can get your green cups and have a good time there, everybody. By the way, did you see what happened to Chisholm yesterday?
No, what happened? What did he?
Well, let's just say he fouled off a ball and it made its own 2-1 count.
Ooh, bounced off.
Bounced off in the box. Bounced up.
Ooh. Oi! Ooh.
Yeah.
So here's the crazy thing. I don't know of many baseball players who don't wear a cup. When I played baseball, I didn't wear one. They treated me like I was crazy. And I'm like, I can't run with one. So
it's uncomfortable.
The fact that, can I just say this? In all of my youth.
Youths?
Oh, jeez. In all of my youth, I found out when I got to college, that I was wearing it wrong.
Hold on.
You're lying.
Hold on.
So the reason why it was uncomfortable because I was pushing it too far down.
Right.
And it just supposed to sit on like
over. Yeah, on top.
Yeah. But I was pushing it to try to get like, yeah.
Did you have narrow side up?
No, I had it the way it's supposed to go.
But you just had it
too far down.
It's
too far down, so I was running like a cowboy. And I was like, this cup sucks. Then I got to college, and somebody said to me, you going to wear that like that?
Hey, man.
So what they did was, because what happened in practice my freshman year,
mm-hmm.
I got a 2-1 filthy, so to protect me, they gave me a cup. And I put the cup, and they go, hey, what? Have you ever worn one of these? I'm like, all the time. I can't run in them.
Oh, my God.
So then the trainer left, went in the back, and came back. He goes, he gave me a jock with the little cup holder in it. He goes, here, cup wearing for idiots.
Incredible.
So I'm like, wow, I can run with this. Still uncomfortable, but so yeah, my whole youth.
How about that?
My whole youth.
Your
I realized
first loss of technology.
Yeah.
Wore a cup like he talks into a mic. Let's get a weather update, huh? Brought to you by Tornado Roofing Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. As currently right now in Miami, right here at the Citadel, it is 88 degrees, a little heat advisory, but let me tell you something. There's so many refreshments around here. You go over to the Michelob Ultra stand right there. That's what I used yesterday because I didn't get done talking because we talked about hammocks yesterday. Dude, at this Michelob Ultra watch party, it was breezy literally until the party started, and then I needed all the Michelob Ultras to refresh me because it was hot. And it was good. Like, they had them in the ice buckets. And when you when you take the beer right out of the ice
bucket. Oh, maybe when it has a couple little ice cubes on the top. It's extra cold, and then you grab it. You feel like a polar bear. Did you do one of these?
Oh, yeah. I might do that here with the Love Island drink that you have.
It's quite tasty.
Well, is it good? Oh, he's just opening it.
I'm going to try it right now.
Taste test.
Live taste test.
I'll bring you one.
That's good. I like it.
It's called Punch Pop?
No.
It's called Punch Pop, yeah. Punch Pop. It is the Love Island poppy soda that that Leroy has provided. Love Island yesterday, by the way, took a dark turn. A dark turn. And I got to tell you.
It did.
I think Sincere may be the number one villain all time.
Really?
Yeah. What he did to Soul yesterday was diabolical. Diabolical, Leroy.
Made her feel disposable.
So yesterday was the fallout from the letters, all right? And what happens with that is these guys, you write a love letter to each other, right? And then after you write the letter, you want to match letters. It's like the game of Match. If you're left with no letter, you're left with no couple. So anyway, this Sincere, he's telling Soul, I love you. You're the best. I don't even care about
letters.
Don't even care about Melanie. Leaves her with no letter. And so Soul, she's like, hey, you're a liar, dude. You're just full of it. She completely annihilated
off on him.
All justified. Agreed. But unfortunately for her, yesterday, she's left in a couple with Caleb, right?
Mm-hmm.
America's not going to vote
for
them. They're not a couple, all right? They're a fake couple. They got put together at the end of the challenge. So, of course, they're going to get the fewest votes. So then they do this thing every year where the Islanders have to dump one boy, one girl. The boys choose the girl. The girls choose the boy. And Soul, who's been there for 3 seconds, all right, she got strung along by this Sincere, only to go back to Melanie. The other two girls, you know, they're jumping around. I think Jen probably should have been the one who got dropped. She hasn't done nothing.
Yeah.
Or Kenzie. Kenzie's been going along.
Well, here's my theory.
Not to see Kenzie go.
Well, no, here's my theory. I think that it was never supposed to be a situation where someone got dumped. Like, they did that in that part of the show. Because I think it would have been Kenzie and Corbin, but the producers didn't want to see Kenzie and Corbin leave because they know that the drama is heavy with them, and they know that both of them are probably going to fold during CASA. So then they made it a situation where everybody had to vote somebody out.
Is the drama like that? You think the drama is heavier with them than it is with Sincere and Soul? Like that's the number one show.
No, I feel like she's completely done.
Somebody named Sincere.
Guy couldn't be the worst. If anything, like he is the worst, dude. And so like. This guy weasels. So the one guy, Casey, who is with Anaya, right? So they all gather around. They're like, all right, who are we going to dump? Which girl are we going to dump?
Person is the one that always is avoiding being dumped.
Right. And Sincere wants to dump Soul because she's like, hey, you're the worst, dude. And everybody.
Oh, so she called him out. So
called
he wasn't
him out.
Called her
him dump.
Out.
So like Littlefinger, he got everybody together. And even one guy was like, yeah, I kind of want to, you know, see what's going on with Soul, right? And he's like, yeah, shut up. How about this? We dump her. And so,
wow. And so
they end up dumping Soul. He goes just completely like, yeah, we're dumping Soul. She's out.
Also, all of them are so cooked during
So they
night.
Dumped her
they're
because
so
he didn't want to be called out?
Yeah. Yeah, what other reason would there be?
And nobody else is like.
Yeah, nobody stepped up. Because the guy, you know why? Because the guy's in this couple with Anaya. And he's too chicken bleep to break her heart. So he doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to end up like. Sincere was.
You can't be guilted in Love Island.
One would think
you can.
Well, that's been the problem with this season, though. It's been too nice.
Everybody don't want to hurt feelings.
Everyone's stepping on are trying to avoid stepping on toes, and like they're just walking on eggshells.
And then the other girls, they dumped Gabriel, who's been a love machine to everything that's walked with two legs.
I thought it was a great choice.
I thought it was a terrible choice
to dump him.
Caleb,
I mean,
Caleb's
I didn't really care for him.
Caleb's a dud. He needs to go. I'm sorry. The guy barely wants to talk to anybody on the island. He's got to go.
But it's the same thing with Soul. They didn't give her a chance. They didn't give him a chance.
But at least Soul is exactly. entertaining. Soul is entertaining. She's a real
isn't
one.
Is she gone?
She's gone now. Yeah.
So, question. What are the chances that don't they invite people back?
Of course. They I don't do. Think so.
Okay.
But there's no. But the problem is because she was dumped by the boys, there's no point in putting her in Casa Amor because they dumped her already.
Exactly.
So they would just dump her again.
I just don't think anybody's going to couple up, like unless they just want to see her confront Sincere again. But they've already like they, it's not going to get better than what happened. She already did.
But if anything, if she does come back, she'll go for KC for sure.
But I don't think he's going to do it.
That's where the drama will start.
I think he's too. I think KC's too worried about the court of public opinion because it's like
he
during.
Stinks.
During saving, like during the deliberation, the fact that he said that it's like you've had 2 weeks to explore your connection with her. Now maybe you want to explore it. No, get out of my face.
So let's get to the Love Island right down here in South Florida, the heat. And we have our own situation because we're trying to get a bombshell. His name is Giannis. And unfortunately, we need to recouple Tyler Hero with somebody. So Tyler Hero. There was a report from Mark Stein yesterday that says the Pistons, I'm told, should be monitored as a potential third-team facilitator in the Giannis to Miami trade, with Hero ultimately ending up in Detroit. So I was alerted to this. Boots on the gram. Shout out to all my my Instagram peeps out there. They said, hey, check this out. So there's an account named Herogram, which is a Tyler Hero fan account. And Hero,
wow.
Yeah.
How long? How? I guess you only need to play 30 games. You can get a fan account. I'm just saying, like,
that's not nice, man.
Whoever has that fan account,
let a guy be a fan of whoever wants to be a fan.
No,
of.
But the guy who has that fan account takes a lot of nights off because his guy ain't playing.
Stop.
Is that not true?
Hero,
are you gonna be a Hero fan and Hero don't play?
Well, he is. And Herogram posted a Photoshop.
Oh, wow.
Tyler Hero and Cade Cunningham.
You said,
could we see a Cade Hero backcourt in Detroit? And Lotus, who liked that? Right there on the old likey-likes.
Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero.
You right now, his brother runs that account.
His own
you
account?
So?
For sure.
His brother runs that? His own account?
His brother
That's
runs
such a
the
PR,
Hero.
PR right. nightmare.
I don't think his brother runs the account. Tyler Hero has a lot of fans.
No, I know. Look. And again, this has nothing to do with Tyler Hero's talent. This has nothing to do with whether I like Tyler Hero. Every time we talk to him, he's a cool dude, right? He's hot on Instagram. He's a good follow. Everything. Okay, but the thing that has plagued this team over the last few years is availability of its players.
Right.
And so, like, yeah, that's frustrating, but who wouldn't be frustrated by that, whether you like the guy or not?
Of course. Of course. Timbo Slice says, Tobin finding these things makes me worry about him. I get sent this stuff.
You won't
dude,
even.
People send me this stuff.
Did no, here's the worst part.
Swear to God. Swear to God.
He'll tell me, could be something, could be nothing.
Yeah.
And he'll say, first of all, let me check the account. Make sure I didn't get NBA sentled.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do is people send me this, and I do go then, Jennifer, boots on the gram independently to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody sent me that. They said, hey, check this out. And I was like, oh, wow. He did like that tweet. But I will say this. I don't know if there's a better situation for him in the NBA, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because if Tyler Hero.
There's defense around him.
Yep.
He has a star next to him.
Real point guard.
Real point guard. So he can do Tyler Hero stuff. He's not going to be as, I think, in fairness to Tyler, I would say this. When you play for the Miami Heat, it's highly likely that you're going to play a different position than you've ever played because they're going to ask you to do multiple things.
Right.
And I think at times, Tyler Hero, who was a two that liked to run around and do stuff that way, ended up with the ball in his hands a lot. And that might not be the way he does things, right? That might not be the way that best fits him on the basketball court. So I'm going to be fair to him about it. Like, yeah.
What up, Joe?
He'll be able to relax and go and free himself up.
Joe Rose is peeking into the bus over here. He looks like he's a couple of Michelobes in right now. He had that look on his face.
Yeah.
He had that refreshed look on his face.
Refreshed.
He looks really happy, too.
We are here today at the Citadel celebrating the summer of soccer with WQAM at our home. This is our home. This is our home. All right. We're up a few floors, but this is where we are. So we are inviting you guys over to our home today. In about 45 minutes, we're going to get underway with the festivities over here. So come on by as we celebrate some soccer. And you guys can watch USA against Australia with us. And starting at noon, every hour, one lucky fan is going to get a shot to win up to $10,000 in our soccer kick challenge. We got the fine folks over there at Wild Fork as they are going to give complimentary global food samples. They're setting on up. Cafecito from La Llave. I saw the giant cafecito cup out there. Looking good. And we got Rooftop Vibes with Al Capone. And also, you guys can meet Heat legend Udonis Haslem aboard the Hard Rock Bet Bus where we are broadcasting right now. We'll be here for the whole show. So come on by. You guys can say hello to us as well. And you got games, giveaways, prizes, and match day excitement. Come for the soccer. Stay for the vibes. The Summer of Soccer at the Citadel in Miami starting up today at noon. It is sponsored by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, by La Llave Smooth Espresso, by your South Florida Chevy dealers, Al Capone, sweet hand-rolled cognac cigars, Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market, Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook, and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy. We're back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We're live from the Citadel parking lot here today for our Summer of Soccer festivities. We're broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Bet Bus. There's a throne. That's a throne.
Yeah.
It is.
That is a throne, and it looks awesome. The Hard Rock throne. We got the U.S. Open on in here. Now, Leroy doesn't want to turn around, so he still put it on his iPad.
Yeah.
How are we doing? Is anybody, we still dealing?
No, Wyndham Clark bogeyed a hole, so he's a 5-under is leading.
You know who doesn't bogey?
Who?
Bam Adebayo.
I mean,
Wyndham Clark does sound like the most pompous golfer.
It sounds like he got lost with Lovey on Gilligan's Island, right?
Wyndham Clark.
Yep.
Sounds, he just sounds like that, man. But we're excited to have you guys out here today. Now, I got a couple of notes here. This is from our WQAM social media page, but if you're not on Instagram, thought I'd share this. These are your no's before you go if you come to the Match Vibe Party. It's starting at noon, goes all the way through the game, all right? But limited parking around here, all right? We're in the parking lot. We have taken our parking lot. So ride sharing, carpooling, encouraged to find some parking around here.
Oh, yeah.
So just so you know, if you guys are planning to come down here today, you want to be with the festivities, you want to go get some Michelob Ultra, you want to go over there and you want to get some lovely treats from Wild Fork, you want some cafecito from La Llave, we love all that. But just be forewarned, you're going to have to, you know, put your noodle together, get over here. Maybe Uber on over here, and then you can throw back as many drinky poos as you want, right? That's safe. That's safe.
That's true.
That is safe.
It all just works in your favor, you know?
It works.
Have you ever, like, predetermined, like, yeah, I'm just going to Uber there?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, I've done that.
I mean, the last time I've literally even had an extreme buzz was across the street, so. Mm. Or in Vegas.
Yeah.
Where I thought I was going to have to fight you.
Well, those are places where we didn't have rides anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't have rides anyway.
Yeah.
You lost a fight to an Uber seatbelt.
Dude, let it go.
Never.
I can't let it go. How can I let that go?
Because
you never let go of him shadowboxing.
That's right.
True.
I literally
I almost ripped
the car door off. That's how hard I was pulling it.
It was so great.
How much
and the guy was like looking behind. Not nothing.
This
is just Leroy.
We were on our way back. We were on our way back from the restaurant.
Yeah, we were back from. He didn't have any drinks. Maybe
he didn't really drink that much too.
Maybe maybe he had a what do you like? The old fashioned or Manhattan? What the hell?
Manhattan.
He had like the Manhattan with a gazillion chairs. So anyway, just to let you guys know, yeah, ride sharing, carpooling is encouraged. And you guys will be able to get the match viewings at the Citadel Food Hall. You guys can come over to the Hard Rock Bet Bus. We're doing a live broadcast. Udonis Haslam is going to be here today, 2 o'clock. He's going to be doing a Q&A. But you guys can see the Heat legend here at the Hard Rock Bus. UD, 3 rings, number 40 in the rafters, a legend, and a vice president, and a star broadcaster now. I can't believe he said he's you know, I read an article this summer that said he's best friends now with Dirk Nowitzki because they're broadcasting. And I'm like, that's like, kind of reminds me of like Riddick Bowe and Evander Holyfield being best friends.
Think about Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, or Muhammad Ali and they, after it was all said and done, they did events together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, is there somebody that I just despised that I played against that I'm cool with now?
No. Oh, Galen is here.
Yeah. No.
What are you guys doing in the bus?
No.
Our studio's been taken over. They kicked us out here.
All right. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Thanks, man.
I just came to see you. I'm leaving.
I love your 2017 spring training shirt. A 10-year-old Marlins spring training shirt.
Yeah.
Is that the only dry fit you have?
I don't know.
It's not dry.
It looks like a dry fit.
It doesn't.
No, it's not.
That's just a regular t-shirt?
Yes. Yeah.
That's incredible. Can you tell the Marlins to get you some new swag?
You look great, Len.
Looking great, Glenn.
See you later.
Appreciate you. So we're also going to have a contest, the Verizon $10,000 kick every single hour. So fans are going to have a chance to win some prize money. Get your boots ready. And they'll be live grilling from Wild Fork.
I ain't going to lie. I'm looking over there at those cold beverages.
Oh, they're coming out.
They look good.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead on and
the Michelob Ultra.
Plus, the other thing is, they have something that I cherish more than that.
What's that?
They have ice.
You brought a whole cooler here today.
I know.
I did.
We also got our friends at Sinbad Sports. They got some merch over there. That's fun.
Yeah, I saw them over there. I also saw Todd Gregg shirtless because he was buying a shirt.
Oh, all right.
I can't get it off my retina.
You thought Love Island was in Fiji.
Point for Toby!
I'm giving you a point.
So that's what we got going on here, man. We appreciate all our sponsors out here today. Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup, by La Llave Smooth Espresso. Your South Florida Chevy deals. We got some Chevys out here.
You got some Chevys out here. You got a Traverse. You got a
Silverado over there.
Silverado, 4x4. You got
Equinox. Yeah, man. So you can take a little look at it. Maybe you come away with a car. You come on over here. You gonna come for the soccer, buy a car. Who knows? And also, we are here from the Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, and Al Capone Sweet Hand Rolled Cognac Cigars for our cigar smokers out there. Al Capone's out here as well. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we tickle Leroy's fancy. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We are mere minutes away from things getting underway here for our Summer of Soccer watch party. As we got the match vibe party going on here at the Citadel, our parking lot. We are sitting in the Hard Rock Bet Bus right now, right in front of their giant inflatable soccer ball. You guys can't miss us. We'll be right there. So hope to see some of you guys out here and all our fantastic sponsors. Thanks for coming on out here today and making this great event. We got the food cooking up from Wild Fork right now.
There's just meat on a carousel.
Yep.
Just going around.
It looks amazing.
I don't know how long it's going to take to cook. I don't know what the ETA is on the ribs.
I heard whispers.
I'm tempted, though.
I heard whispers that there's kangaroo.
Wait.
Yeah, no, that's what Wild Fork does.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
We knew you would. What did I tell you yesterday, Jen?
I'm out.
I told you to be excited.
I forgot we had this conversation yesterday.
What's the problem?
That's what Wild Fork does.
It's like a squirrel in Australia. I got tons of them.
You're going to try kangaroo?
100%.
You're terrifying.
Why? What's wrong with that? Let me ask you something, all right, my guy. If you were stuck on an island and all there were to...
But I'm not. I'm stuck at the Citadel, and I can, there's options.
You wouldn't need a kangaroo if you had to?
No.
Okay. Yeah, right. So all of a sudden, you become an island vegan?
Are you with me?
Yes.
You let me know how it is, and then I'll probably try it.
What if I tell you it's awesome today?
I'll probably try it.
All right.
They're not. No.
I also have my sibling's trust that you're going to be honest. Here,
Brittany, I'm going to tell you what the phrase is that keeps me away from food. Gamey.
Oh.
When people say it's gamey.
I agree.
And I'm like, that means no. Right?
Dr. Toboggan says kangaroo is raised for meats. See? I bet it's great. I bet you like. I bet you it's like better than.
He's a doctor. What does he know? You just listen to somebody that wants, like, says what you want to hear.
Have we thought about how you should be a doctor? You're a doctor, but you're listening to us all the time. How much we should trust that doctor? I would trust him. We got Cafecito from La Llave, Rooftop Vibes with Al Capone. UD, Udonis Haslam is going to be here aboard the Hard Rock Bet Bus where we're broadcasting right now. He should be here around 2 p.m. today. Plus, we got games, giveaways, prizes, and match day excitement. We're getting ready for U.S. Speaking of, you want to know why? Because I'm an American. That's why I'm going to eat a kangaroo, okay? I'm going to eat a kangaroo just to stick it to Australia. Look at me eating your national animal. You think they're eating a bald eagle?
I don't think they can. Yeah, I don't think that they can do that.
That's very...
Can they not, or are they too scared?
No,
are they too chicken?
No, I'm pretty sure they're...
Too scared.
They're protected.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to sit here.
First of all, you were scared to chase around the Mexican raccoon.
I wasn't scared. What I was I didn't know what the laws were.
Right.
Oh,
so
exactly.
They just going to come over here and...
But I tell you one thing right now. If we took on Mexico, I'd eat the hell out of a coyote burger.
Coyote.
Coyote.
They don't make burgers out of them.
Where's the Y? Coyote. I don't think you're saying it right.
I trust her more.
How do you spell it?
Did our power just go out?
Yeah.
It sure did.
I can still hear us, though. Uh-oh.
I can hear
well, our
you
internet's
guys.
Out. I think we're... Are we still on the air, though,
yeah,
Brittany?
You guys are good on air. Your internet's just out.
All right. So we don't have the stream, but we're on the radio right now. So that's cool. Right. But anyway... I would if it meant national pride and I could stick it to Mexico in a Mexico USA game. Yeah, I would eat their national animal.
No, you would.
I definitely would.
No, like
I definitely would.
And
so I'm going to stick it to Australia today.
Let me explain something to you. And let me explain this as best as I can what I know about Tobin. Here's what I know that is actual facts. That if anybody has ever asked Tobin, do you want to try this? He has always replied, I'll kick the tires on it.
Yeah.
So I can't say what he will or won't eat. I won't. Me, on the other hand, I stick with the basics.
By the way, for anybody who is listening to us on stream, we'll be back up in a second. We just got the internet to get fired up, but we are still on the radio. And Leroy, it is that time where we tickle Leroy's fancy. Did we lose Brittany too?
Brittany?
I think we might have lost Brittany. I don't know if we're on the radio anymore. I think we're getting there.
You guys are good. You guys are good. Hold on.
All right. Are we ready to tickle Leroy's fancy, Brittany?
Yes.
Yes, we're getting there. Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen. To tickle Leroy's fancy. We will go around the weekend slate of sports and see what interests our guy, Leroy Horde. Leroy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready for some football?
I am.
Today, at 3 o'clock, USA, Australia. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Of course. Of course, I want to see if last week was a one-off or we can really, you know,
are we the
our
real
team is
deal?
Right.
Are we
exactly.
the real deal, now, dude?
I'm under the impression by what everybody is saying on those streets that it may not be a best in this game might not be the best indication. The first game was, but this game might not be because the U.S. is supposed to beat them, right?
Beat them down, though.
Nah, I know.
Make a statement. I know. Do you imagine we could be sitting here, we got it pouring out of our veins, just a beautiful game of soccer, and you kick Australia's ass? That's what I'm talking about today, dude. Anyway, we got that coming your way. 3 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, Leroy. Scotland. Morocco. And Foxborough. Been reports that bars have run out of beer because of all the Scots and how much they are degenerates.
Not surprising.
Does Scotland, Morocco tickle your fancy?
No.
Why not?
No.
Not at all?
No.
All right. You don't even want to see the fan base? You're not even curious?
No. It's me. My tickle. Not yours.
Fancy not tickled.
Also, today, we'll flip on over to the Diamond. At 7:10, Marlins, Giants.
Yes.
Does that game tickle your fancy?
I have been pleasantly surprised at the way this team has played the last month. And With all the adversity. And I look forward to watching them play because they got some young guys. They got some guys who can hit it. And the strength of this team we thought would be pitching. But the hitting is actually covered up for the injuries to the pitchers. So I'm excited.
What about tonight at 8:30, Brazil, Haiti? From Philadelphia, does that game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
I'm going to be watching something else.
You're going to be watching what at 8 o'clock?
Golf.
There's going to be golf on at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, well, I got to record it.
You're watching it right now.
I missed the first
He's
like,
actually
three
recording
hours.
It right now, too.
I'm recording it. Yeah. Thank you.
That's such an old thing to do.
What?
Such an old person thing to do.
So look at this straight, dude. You're going to sit here in this beautiful Hard Rock bed bus.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching golf all day.
I'm not watching golf.
You're watching
I'm
golf
like
all day.
I'm like in and out.
You're
I'm
watching
not
golf
paying
all day.
Attention.
You're going to go home, and instead of watching
I'm going to get home and watch the U.S. Okay? That's 3 o'clock. I'm going to watch that, right? And then I'm going to watch the rest of golf.
All right.
Hey man, let me do me.
Yeah, I know, but just like always, kind of in the spirit of this segment, like that just kind of dismisses everything else, you know?
No,
like,
it doesn't.
You just say, "Oh, I'd be interested to see what Brazil does."
No, listen. First of all, I always peruse the channels for what soccer matches are on, right? But am I gonna go? Hey, what's Brazil doing? No.
Interesting. What about tonight?
Go.
After you're done watching golf.
Mm-hmm.
At 11 o'clock, Turkey and Paraguay.
You know what? I'll watch them to go to sleep for this reason. I want to see if Paraguay plays well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that makes us look better.
Agreed.
Because we can say, wow, we really beat a decent team. If Turkey beats the brakes off of them, then...
Right. You're right. Like, if Omer Yurtseven could beat them, anybody could beat them.
He gets on me about the segment, and then you say something like that?
Making it weird.
Coming up today, or tomorrow, excuse me, tomorrow afternoon, Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the Netherlands takes on Sweden from Houston. Does that tickle your fancy?
I'll
fighting Pelle Larsens.
Nah, I'll be D-Day.
I know.
Yeah. I don't even know how I'm going to feel.
Heartbroken.
But I would say...
I think you're going to have Sarah McLachlan playing in your head.
On the way home?
I will remember.
That's so sad. Give me
why
until,
are you making it worse?
That makes me sad.
Which showing so after afraid. Like three?
What's showing after three tomorrow?
Yeah, what?
I'm glad you asked, because coming up at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Got some baseball.
Marlins.
Yep.
Giants.
Uh-huh.
Game two and Flanny Fest. Does that take your fancy?
You know what? No lie. When you say Flanagan's, I might pick up some Flanagan's on the way home to watch the baseball game.
Wow.
Because I love Flanagan's. Please don't show my food to everybody.
All right. Well, they have protocol. They have protocol. At 8 o'clock tomorrow, Ecuador and Curaçao.
No.
From Kansas City. No. Take your fancy?
No.
And then, of course, UFC Fight Night from the Apex in Las Vegas. Manel Kopp and Kyoji Horiguchi.
Isn't that the
flyweight main event?
Isn't that the guy that never comes from Japan and he's coming over here to fight? Or that's a different guy?
You're thinking of the boxer, Naoya Inoue?
Oh, yeah.
Different sport.
Well, I didn't.
He's a boxer.
Okay. No. UFC doesn't even.
I believe Horiguchi trains in Deerfield Beach, actually.
It doesn't even interest UFC. Look at where they're having the fight.
Or Coconut Creek, actually. At the Apex, yeah, that's... Well, listen, Dana White was very clear about how much money they spent on the White House card. He goes, yeah, we're never doing this again.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the rest of the year outside of the Conor McGregor fight is at the Apex to save money.
The Apex. Just because we got to put stuff out there, and we got to put it on TV.
They did a smash hit. 17 million tuned in. 17 for, million for the White House card.
Is that big? Is that
that is big. I think it was the same number that Ronda Rousey got, so I know people will look at that as like, oh, but you got to remember how many more people have Netflix than Paramount Plus. The thing I would have said about this with the UFC card, I really thought, because they kept talking about Super Bowl numbers, I'm like, that's ridiculous. I don't know why they didn't put it on CBS. Why not put it for free for everybody?
Right.
You know?
To get those numbers.
To get those numbers, you know?
Right.
Tell people about your next Yellowstone series. Dutton Ranch.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of where it was and just not getting involved in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, there you go. That is Tickle My Fancy.
There's a lot of action. A
lot of action, dude.
A lot of action this week. I like the fact that if I'll be able to turn on the TV and if I want to watch soccer, I could watch it all weekend. Along with golf, along with baseball. So, but Sunday, and I can't believe you forgot this.
What's Sunday? What? Father's Day?
Father's Day?
Uh-huh.
What else?
U.S. Open?
House of Dragon.
I know your fancy ticket. We did that already this week, though. We did it on...
yesterday.
We did it, like, on Rats Off a Ship. I kind of went without saying.
Okay.
Does House of Dragon tickle your fancy?
Yeah, of course. Right. Of course. I didn't
know the answer to that. My fancy is tickled.
It's not a Tickle Leroy's obvious fancy. All right, festivities are about to get underway here at the Citadel as we have our Summer of Soccer with WQAM here today with our Match Vibe Party, USA and Australia. Come on by and say hello. We are broadcasting for the next couple hours here from the Hard Rock Bet Bus. Thanks to Hard Rock for hosting us here in their beautiful facility, enjoying this. And I like being on a perch. I like being able to see everybody. It's nice seeing the whole thing. You got the Michelob Ultra tent over there. They look like they're getting set up. So refreshing Michelob Ultra here on this hot South Florida day. You got the Chevy tent out there. They got some of their new models. You guys can come peruse. Maybe a drive away with a brand new car. We got the fine folks at Wild Fork over there. They're cooking things up for you. Global food samples. I eat a kangaroo. Did you redo?
You shouldn't sound proud of yourself.
Dude.
Why?
No, you don't.
That's
eat
disgusting. Come on.
Why? What's wrong? Why would you say that, Brittany?
You already know why I would say
That's
that.
That's basically the cow of Australia.
Are you crazy? I'm pretty sure they have cows in Australia.
Let's just go to break.
No, I got to finish. I got more sponsors to thank.
More
I have more sponsors to thank. All don't right. tell me what to do, all right? We got Cafecito from La Llave. Love it. Get a little pep in your step as you're here today. And you got that smooth espresso. Al Capone Sweet Hand-Rolled Cognac Cigars. Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market, Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook, and by Verizon, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. And we also have the beautiful drinks, Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. And Verizon, of course, is sponsoring our Kick Challenge. You guys, every hour here, starting at noon, a lucky fan will get a shot to win up to $10,000 with our Soccer Kick Challenge. So we look forward to seeing y'all here for the party. We're getting that going here shortly. Come on over to the Citadel, and then we will watch a little Team USA. And by the way, let me bury the lead here. Udonis Haslam is going to stop by the Hard Rock Bet bus. That we're looking forward to as well. The captain, the OG, the champion, the Miami legend himself, Udonis Haslam will swing by as well. We're having a party here. We'll keep it going here on a Friday. We're back after this.